Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 47 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 42 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by. Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 47 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly sunny, 51 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees.
NAWCB. This is KYNU. KYNU, good evening. This is NAWCB. Your long weekend has started. Hopefully things went well today. We got a message from one of your co-workers there. Wants to go to Clinton. How did things go today at work?
It was call busy. Any flavor of what summer is going to be like, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I believe it, and it was, kind of a cooler day today. BCC was approach Memorial Day and more high school graduations and school and how things are going to go. Definitely faster to see so.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. How was your guys' day? How are you guys feeling?
Well, for me, I'm starting to turn the corner, I think, a little bit. I mowed the lawn. I think we get the whole lawn done. And I'm feeling pretty good. It's a lot better than I did the last time I did it, so I'm happy for that. Mom is still coughing. I think she's doing a little bit better. I think she's on the down slide, but I'm still, coughing and just adjusting with that.
Well, hopefully you guys get 100% here and kick that stuff, because it's no fun, for sure. Just talking to one of the EMTs just before I left, and they were saying that they had whatever you guys had and or something similar, and they were saying it was just miserable and just absolutely horrible.
Well, that sounds like what we got. That's how to describe it. Miserable. It just kind of hangs on, and thankfully it's one of those where you just, cough it up, you blow your nose, and clear your throat, and that kind of thing. That's been us pretty much the way through it. That's why we haven't talked to go to the doctor or anything, or urgent care, because, it's coming up, and fever breaks during the day for me, and it comes back at night, but thankfully I think I cleared it. Mom hasn't had those problems. She's had a little bit different, but still the lingering effect.
Well, just take it easy as much as you can, and try to rest as much as you can, and keep that, keep those meds going, and chicken noodle soup, and hopefully that'll help you feel better.
Yes, absolutely. My outdoor work is done this week, so I'm happy about that one. I'm going to kick back over the weekend and relax a little bit. Maybe enjoy some radio one or two of the days.
Sounds like a plan. started to check in Wayne County last night. I thought I missed it, and then I was sitting there in the room, we're trying to unwind, and I'm like, wait a minute, their net's still going. It just started. Well, I'm going to check in. Yeah, your signal was loud and clear from the computer since Friday, so thankfully from the storm there, you had a week or so ago, they didn't have any damage or anything to that effect, the antenna, but well, you sounded good. I don't think I got in the first time I met been covered, so I checked in at the very end, but thankfully you were able to get in. Yeah, the first time it was complete garble, but the second time wasn't too bad. That's good. It's interesting how a few minutes changes things and the different positioning in the room there kind of helps. So I'm glad. It was a good chat. Lots of check-ins there and good information there from the set, some of the other activities that they're doing down there. Yeah, they got a lot going on down there, which is good. And I was talking to Max today, and he should have all the scores from the set here posted either tomorrow or Monday. Oh, okay, well, we'll be anxious to see how things go, how everybody scores. Like I say, it seemed like it was very well, a lot of participation within our group and then also with the teachers. So I'll be interested to see the results. And again, a lot of good pictures there on the Michigan Ofcom Facebook page, too. NAWC. Yeah, there's a lot of good pictures, a lot of good activity, and it was good, good thinking on the planning part of it. I think everything went really well, and looking forward to the fall and getting that one, that taken care of, and some more training up here. Yeah, there's always room for more training and improvements and, honing skills and seeing what works and communicating in that. I definitely would look forward to it there. Definitely. Yeah, hopefully get this WinLink training going and that should be fun. Just waiting on the word. So once I hear, we'll get that going too. Yeah, absolutely. And the contact person you had, they're very strong in the wind week, and they'll learn a lot from that. I'm glad you got hooked up on that end. I think they'll do a good job, and like I say, I think it'll be very beneficial. Oh yeah, definitely, for sure, and there's a lot of good interest in it, so it'll be useful, on both ends, and should be fun. Should be a lot of fun to learn. So get that going, and. We'll try to figure out something else in training. But I think it's pretty good. Like I said, on the set, the 214s were filled out really well, and a lot of good activity. So. kind of thing that was so, you know, so that part of it, you know, that you're working out online. You know, you like fake download the form, and don't even have to print it or anything, you know, just fill her out and save it and send it across. More and more I like doing a lot of these things electronically.
No, I appreciate you doing the DMR part of it. That helped out. The last thing I had to do is maintain it. I think, like I said, everybody covered something, and it worked out really well, for sure. And hopefully get some more participation and more activity and keep people being active. I think that's the big thing, just being active and having the appropriate training. And in the 911 world, you train and prepare and hope that you never have to use it.
Ain't that the truth? Like you say, sometimes you think some of the training is, mundane or silly or whatever, but like you say, I hope you never have to use it. The point is, ever you do, you wanna be prepared. And this organization and lack of communication, and just a lot of various things that can go down the tube real quick. So it helps. And like I say, keep people busy, keep them active.
Sparks interest when you're active, and a quiet repeater is a not noticed repeater. And when you got activity going, it sparks interest and gets people involved, and it brings the passion to the hobby, and it gets people out there to enjoy the hobby and have fun with the hobby. And you're using the radio system that you bought and or built or whatever, and you're getting to use it for something good. So, pretty cool.
Yes, I agree on that. It's definitely good to hear this year, in fact, a little bit more activity on it, and I think that's a good thing. One thing that surprises me, and I've heard talking to a couple of people, that the TMR side is not as active as I had originally thought it was. I guess I assumed that people had more interest or had the TMR, and I guess a little surprised. But maybe I'm just using talkers think that you have your radio, maybe there's the others that are. Are out there as well, but that is one of the things I've been a little bit surprised at.
Okay, why you? Yeah, and that's the fun thing. Like, there'll be some times where DMR will be busy, and then there's other times where there's an open gun, and it'll be quiet, and pin drop, but that. It's good. It's nice to have. The system might be based or back it up, so the chance of failure is very, very minimal. So.
And a WCB. Yes, that's definitely, like I say, it's a good signal. Interference, popcorn or bacon or anything like that with it. Good transmissions. You don't have people that are covering each other. That's kind of a nice thing. And like I say, the system is very very good system, robust system to work with. Yeah, I can be in the middle of the store and still hit the repeater and still have perfect coverage. There's analog. It depends on the repeater. It depends on what store you're in and, you know, what time of day and what's going on.
Yeah, yes, I agree there. I definitely try to, you know, try to figure out what store it is, you know, or get used to things. And, you know, maybe I'll turn out a repeater where there's activity or if I, you know, if they need to transmit or anything. That type of thing. It's like saying, I've used it a couple of times out. I usually don't get that radio off very much, but a couple times I have, you know, they say it's clear. It's inside the system.
Yeah, it's nice. I carry, if I'm out in the northern end of the county, not so much now because of, you know, our recent repairs that have been done to our repeater, before the, you know, the remote sites were put in up in Richmond and stuff, I would carry my EMR radio because I know if I can't hit the repeater from up north, up to the north end of the county, I can hit it on VMR. But now that obviously that's changed, that's a lot different now, but it is pretty cool. It is pretty neat to see.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you know, you can, you drive further north from the repeater, you don't have, some of the interference and kind of crackling in the signal. I mean, your signal is good. You can kind of get to that, the remote sites, there's a little bit of crackle here and there, and then your signal will be clear. You can definitely tell when it's like when it switches, and you're hitting just the Richmond site there.
Yeah. I run it on mid power, so I don't run it on the full power. For running mid power, it's not bad. I mean, like I said, this repeater system's a strong repeater now and good system. A lot of good stuff and definitely cool. I'm definitely appreciative of the hard work that's been put into it and you definitely notice the difference. And if I'm out in Shelby, I'd have to I'd end up turning it up to full power or whatever. It just depends on what area in the township I'm in. But outside of that, I just run it mid power.
NAWCB, I think that's good there. That's, and like I say, your signal definitely improves that in that way. By the way, how are you enjoying your new radio? I get to feel it better there and to see again. I'd definitely be interested in seeing that radio.
I really like it. Now that I've gotten used to it and played with it more, I like it. It's nice. I think I'm gonna have to get an external speaker because the speaker system that's built into the radio is not real good. But they do it to where you can put external speakers in it, and it's kind of like your dispatch consoles where you got select and then unselect, and so you can listen to both channels or you can listen to one channel or whatever. And then they got like what's pretty neat and what's really cool is like if the National Weather Service puts something out like a bulletin, it'll actually stop on their channel and pick up their bulletin and then go back to scanning.
Wow, that is a nice radio. That sounds like again some nice features and again, having something similar like the Motorola, didn't want it, you know, the guys to get worse or, you know, get colder or whatever. Definitely interested in seeing that radio there.
Yeah, looking forward to showing you. I still haven't hooked it up to the battery. I'm still running off the plug, and everything seems to be running really good. So we'll see. I'm probably going to hook it to the battery once I get a little bit of free time. You just have to figure out how to run it through the firewall into the engine compartment.
Yeah, that's one of those jobs, again, where planning is a big thing. You definitely want to hook it up right, and again, we're what's going to firewall, you want to put it through, and you know, everything is safe, the wiring is safe, and if there are any sparks or shorts or anything like that, then you set things up. But as long as it's working that way, hey, and if that gets too hot, that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and unwind and get ready for the net. I've got net control tonight, so you guys got to put up with me. But appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. If you guys need anything, definitely reach out and let us know. And then I think the kids are going to call Grandma here in a little bit, wish her a happy birthday. So, you guys enjoy your evening, and we'll hopefully hear you on the net and talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan, indeed. Yes, good conversation. Thanks for the ride along there tonight. And, there the next three for you. But pretty warm tonight. Definitely a pretty morning, I guess. Soft advisory company tonight. But stay warm, and we'll be looking forward to the next. But tell everyone hello, and Grandma will be expecting, we look forward to hearing from the kids there for a happy birthday. But anyway, 73 is an 88 to be with the family. And we'll talk to you again down the page. NAWCD, clear?
Okay. Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. KEYNU, clear. All stations, this is KEYNU. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 53 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 51 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.
WAYRC Mobile.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 39 degrees.